pot. That's just a good time fact. Horse head Pudgy's good time pizza and subs. This is the Pudgy's you want to find. Horse head Pudgy's pizza and subs. Great food. Great food and a great time.
Do it! Do it! We'll be right back. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know the Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 34th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 16, 2019, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Hungary, Macedonia, Serbia, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far, with performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music. You'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Massachusetts. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. Anyway. Get that ID in under the wire, just barely. Pass a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Chambers Brothers channeling Otis Redding, and I Can't Turn You Loose from the album A New Time, A New Day, came out in 1968 on Columbia. Before that, The Insane, a local band, not sure where they were from in New England, but someplace close, did Someone Like You, a track originally released on the Allen Associates label in 1967. I got off the compilation New England Teen Scene, came out in 1994 in El Diablo. And if you like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, you got to hear my guest DJ thing on the Mail Thursday show, which is posted to both Podomatic and RadioMutation.com. We'll be up there for a while. But anyway, I introduced some local songs. It's Mass Pike Memories Part 2. So check it out. Songs that I curated for them to play, for me to expound on. So check it out. And while we're at it, once again, there's a Facebook page for the Desperate Hours. Desperate Hours on Facebook. Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Like it. Throw me a bone. If you want to make a bumper, go ahead. All you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. It's 8 past the hour 7. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And what? So much more. Once again, these are the Desperate Hours.
Girl, no matter. Christ's sake.
Last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream you're here to me.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm gonna build me a woman. Just what I'm gonna do.
Okay, it's 7:25 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, we just heard a band called The End Result do A Bird in the Hand. And after compilation, Quagmire Volume 7 was originally released on Chattahoochee in 1966. With that, the Packer Beats did Theme from the Traitors. I get that off the best of the, oh, actually, compilation, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Before that, and it was originally released on Pye in the UK in 1962. Cosmic Tones did Gonna Build Me a Woman from the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 8. Came out in Crypt in 1995. Was originally released in the Discovery label in 1965. Before that, the Partridge Family with this week's song that everybody knows, and I Woke Up in Love This Morning, from the Sound Magazine LP. Came out in 1971 on Bell, and that's in memory of Hal Blaine, who was the drummer on that session and many, 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 many others. And he passed away this Monday, I believe, at the age of 90. And then we kicked it off with the Purple Persians, and I Heard the Word, from the compilation Hide the Psychedelic State, Ohio in the 60s, Volume 1, originally released from the Galactic label in 1970. Let's get right back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
About her, and I know what kind of girl she can be. Talk talk about her.
Talk about her.
Yes, talk about her.
Talk about her.
We'll talk about her.
Talk about her.
Talk about her.
Talk about her.
Talk about her, and I know what kind of girl she can be.
Yeah, I'm saying
talk
this
song her. For the girl
talk
I want
her.
By my side.
Talk about her.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about her. When the sun is shining so bright.
Talk about her.
We'll talk about her, and I know what kind of girl she can be.
Talk about her,
talk about her,
talk about her,
talk about her. Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex. Keeping rock and roll alive, one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Bye.
Hour, past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, I just heard Dorothy Collins and My Boy Flat Top. Came out in 1955 on Coral. Well, that the Tides did Midnight Limbo, a track originally released on Mercury in 1962. I got off the compilation Jungle Exotica Volume 2. The Mondells before that with I Got a Feeling, released on the Gay Label 1967. I got it off the compilation I'm Gonna Stay. Came out in Y2K on Teenage Shutdown. The Warlords before that did Real Fine Lady, originally released on the Thor Label 1966. I got off of Back from the Grave Volume 5. The Sevens did Talk About Era. They were from Switzerland. And off the compilation Pebbles Volume 7, it was originally released on the Loyola Label in Switzerland in 1966. And the Motor City Bonnevilles kicked off this set, the next to last set of the evening, and Make Up Your Mind, originally released on the Patlow Label in 1965. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, the CD version. Okay. This passed pretty fast, actually, even with all the errors and pilot errors and all that crap. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Blood pressure when you call my name. Whoa,
7:56 p.m. Eastern Time and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock, roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been's, water-quarters, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I just played to wrap up the show. You just heard the DeVilles and High Blood Pressure, track originally released on the Studio City label 1965. I got off the compilation Gamma Knee Kappa. Before that, you heard These Sixpence and Long Day's Care, originally released on the All-American label in 1966. I got off the compilation Digging for Gold, Part 7. Before that, the Woolly Ones, They Put Her Down, originally released on Titan in 1965. I got off the CD version of Garage Punk Unknowns, Part 2. And we kicked it off with the Chocolate Watch Band and Sweet Young Thing, originally released on Uptown in 67. I pulled that one from Pebbles Volume 7. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I want to leave you off with some travel music. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.